بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الرياء. This is the next chapter on the prohibition of showing off, to do actions to show people and not doing it sincerely and only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى, with regard to this in the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء. And the people were not commanded but only but with this, that they must make Allah's ibadat, worship Allah Ta'ala sincerely, devoting themselves totally to Allah Ta'ala. They must not do it to show people, whatever type of ibadat it is, namaz, charity, whatever it is, going for Hajj, Umrah, all this must be done solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And مخلصين له الدين, deen is the way of life also. So our whole way of life must be dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and solely for Him, حُنَفَى, and we're turning away from all other types of ways of lives. We should turn, or we should have only one way of life, and that is turning to Allah ta'ala and nowhere else, outwardly and inwardly as well. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. And do not destroy your charity by reminding others of your favors and causing harm to those people. That is, if we do a favor to somebody, we help out somebody, and then we go about speaking about it, or we keep on reminding that person, that is also totally haram. And in the same way, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. This is just like that person who spends his wealth in order to show people. So in other words, both have been equated as the same. To help out somebody, do a favor to somebody, and then go and speak about it, and we hurt his honor and his integrity, and to do things for name and show. The both of them are of the same category and the same sin. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That they do things, these people, and this refers particularly to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that they do things to show people, and inside they do not remember Allah Ta'ala, but very little bit. That is, whatever actions they do is just outward actions just to show people. But inwardly, they are hardly in the remembrance of Allah. They are not connected with Allah Ta'ala. So the outward action is also necessary. And similarly, inside also, we must be connected with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is what is sincerity. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, قال الله تعالى, that Allah تعالى himself says, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. I am the most independent partner of all partners. We find various partnerships people make, and usually in a partnership, it usually happens everyone wants to get the biggest chunk out from it, wants to get the biggest share. But Allah says, whenever anyone makes me a partner, that is, he does an amal to show me also, for my sake also, and at the same time to show people also. So he is made partners in that amal. And I am the most independent. I don't try and take out the biggest chunk out of my partnership. If anyone has made me a partner in that, I leave it entirely to my partner, and I don't take anything of it. من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه. If a person does an amal and he does it for me also and to show other people also at the same time, then I leave that whole amal for that other person. I don't take any part of it. In other words, a person gets nothing out of that. So one who does an action to show others or to acquire wealth, status or praise, etc., is deprived of divine reward because of his lack of sincerity. If we do it for any other intention together, then we won't get any reward for it. An example of this is a person who gives charity so that people would regard him as a generous person. So he did it so that people must say that he's a generous person, he's a wealthy person, he has given so much. Though he has given it for Allah's sake, but at the same time this is also his intention. This is regarded as partial shirk. And such a person will be told on the day of Qiyamah to claim his reward from the other person. And nobody will be able to reward you, of course, besides Allah Ta'ala. So this little... these ayat and this hadith explain to us how important it is that we should be very, very particular in our intentions also, that all our actions must be done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala.